奉主耶稣圣名，继续来查考圣经的道理。
And in Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Bible.
我们今天下午继续来谈一谈，从以赛亚书来谈我们灵性的体检。
So let us continue studying the topic of spiritual wellness examination from the book of Isaiah.
我们今天早上从以赛亚书二十九章提出两件事情，让我们来思考自己的信仰状态。
And so this morning we studied Isaiah chapter 29 and we used two points to ponder upon our spiritual wellness.
第一个就是我们的信仰是不是形式化。
And one is if our faith has been has turned into a formality.
就是说我们是不是已经流于习惯性的做来教会或者是来做我们日常生活信仰的一些动作。
Has whatever we've done for our faith become a formality?
我们没有去思考它里面真正的含义，我们是不是真的以神为乐呢？
And do we really ponder upon our actions and do we find joy in the Lord?
我们敬拜神是因着人的遗传还是真的因着真理？
And is our faith kept up by the passing of generation or is it from our own experience?
今天有些是人的遗传，就是人间的传教导。
Or is the tradition of men?
就好像今天很多基督徒敬拜神是在Sunday 礼拜天的时候。
For example, many Christian denominations they worship on Sunday.
看圣经，所有的基督徒都知道，神一开头就是讲要守安息日。
And in the Bible it tells us from the beginning that God told us to keep the Sabbath.
但是后来，很多基督徒都认为说，在礼拜天也可以啊。
Many Christians later on believe that it is okay to worship on Sunday.
因为其实我们看重人的遗传人的吩咐比真理本身 还重要。
Because we see that the traditions of men is higher than the truth.
所以我们同样的道理，我们在检查我们自己的信仰的时候，一定要看看我们是不是真的敬拜神因着真理的缘故，还是因着人的催逼。
And so when we study the Bible or when we are pursuing our faith, we must see if it is
是因着人的吩咐，人的 push 啊。
Is it from the influence of men?
那所以我们要时常去反省然后去做一个调整。
So we must often ponder and make adjustments.
那第二个，我们从以赛亚书二十九章十五节提到，我们要从内心里面真的是敬畏神，不要自以为聪明。
And so, and from the second point in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15, tells us we study that we must not be arrogant.
我们要敬畏神。
We must fear the Lord.
也就是说，我们要了解这位神是创造我们所有一切的。
We must understand that our God is the creator of everything.
神的智慧一定远超过我们所能够了解的。
And the wisdom of God surpasses what we can understand.
所以我们不要以为神的旨意不好。
So we must not think that the will of God is not good for us.
有时候我们会认为说我们只能自己想的办法好像比较实际一点。
And we sometimes think that our own personal way is more realistic.
所以人有时候会自以为聪明，自以为有智慧，然后去想出很多的方式认为比神的更好。
So men often use their brains to create a way in which they think it is greater and better than God's way.
就当时候以赛亚先知所提出来的就是他们想要去跟埃及结盟来得到帮助。
And just like the people of Israel at the time of Isaiah, they wanted to make a pact with the Egyptians.
他们把自己跟神的角色把它颠倒了。
And they have flipped their role with God.
所以我们今天对一些不明白的事情，其实我们要一直存着一位敬畏的态度在神面前。
And so for the things that we don't understand, we must always keep a reverent heart before God.
一个真的敬畏神的人，就是了解神是全知全能的。
And those who truly fear the Lord know that He is omnipotent.
他知道我们的需要。
And He is all-knowing and He knows all of our needs.
神绝对不会做错事。
So God will never make an incorrect
decision. 他对我们所做的安排绝对是最好的。
And His plan for us is always the best.
我们需要等候他。
And we must wait for Him.
好，那我们今天下午呢，从以赛亚书三十章来看第三点。
So let us look at the third point in the book of Isaiah chapter 30.
第三十章的第一节说，主说，祸哉这悖逆的儿女，他们同谋却不由于我，结盟却不由于我的灵，以致罪上加罪。
Chapter 30, verse 1, Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans but not of my spirit. They may add sin to sin.
你看他一开头的时候, 祸灾是对这些悖逆的神的儿女说的。
And so we see in the beginning that woe is to the rebellious children of God.
所以我们现在要自我检查我们的灵性是否健康呢? 就是看我们是不是愿意顺从神的话语。
And so one way to see if the wellness of our spirituality is to see if we are willing to submit to God.
我们是否在内心里面会有这种悖逆的或者是不顺服的心。
And do we have this unsubmissive or rebellious heart?
我们会想要用自己的方式去建立跟人的关系，而不是建立跟神的关系。
Do we use our ways to establish our relationship with men, but not with God?
所以有时候我们今天在反省我们的信仰，要看看我们对教会、对真理，我们是抱什么样的态度。
And so when we examine ourselves, we must reflect as to see what kind of attitude we have towards the church and our faith.
因为有时候我们每个人都有自己的想法。
Because we all have our own opinions.
我们会常常觉得说，我认为这样子比较好。
And we often think to ourselves that what we have planned out is the best for us.
然后就会去看到很多教会的做法不合我意，或者是什么某某人所说的话。 跟我所想的不同，我不同意。
And we see the way that the church is run or the opinions of the people of the church are not according to what we think is best.
那第30章它是对神的选民说的, 但是这些选民成为悖逆的儿女。
And so chapter 30 verse 1 is directed toward the children of God, but now they are rebellious children.
那他们，他这里神是说他们同谋不由于我，结盟不由于我的灵，以致罪上加罪。
And it says that they take counsel but not of me, who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
他们想要做的是什么事呢?
And what did the children of Israel want to do?
第二节是说他们起身下埃及去，并没有求问我，要靠法老的力量，加添自己的力量，并投在埃及的印下。
And verse 2, who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt.
你看这里就提到这个 悖逆的儿女，他们的特质是什么?
So we see the characteristics of these rebellious children.
就是，他们这个时候是想要去投靠埃及，不会想要去仰赖神了。
And they want to put their strength in Egypt and not rely on God.
他们想要走他们自己的路。
And they want to make their own path.
他们当时候，事实上就历史的背景来说，他们最大的敌人是亚述。
And from the historical background, the greatest enemy is the Assyrians.
那亚述之所以会来攻打神的选民的国度，是因为选民本身犯罪，他们让神发怒了。
And the reason why the Assyrians came to attack the Israelites is because the Israelites have sinned against God.
因为亚述是神兴起的杖来责打他们的。And
because the Assyrian is a rod that God has raised to go against the Israelites.
这是出于神的爱，要让他们回转。
And this is out of the love of God for the Israelites to return.
所以现在面对亚述这个威胁，他们最简单的方式就是回转归向神。
Now they're threatened by Assyria, so then the easiest way is to return.
去看他们在哪里地方让神不满意，应该要改变，然后做神喜悦的事情。
It is a perfect time for them to reflect to see what they have done that is against the Lord.
所以事实上是要从罪上转回，很简单，就是改变自己来顺服神的命令。
So to turn away from sin is simple, which is to turn back to the ways of God.
可是他们现在面对亚述的威胁，他们不是这样子自我反省去改变自己。
Now when they're threatened by the Assyrians, they do not go to reflect on their sins.
他们现在反过来要去跟埃及结盟，然后靠着埃及的力量来对抗亚述。
And they went to strengthen themselves with Pharaoh.
那他们要去找埃及结盟的时候，这件事情他们也不去求问神的意思。
And when they want to make this pact with the Egyptians, they did not ask for God's advice.
所以他们没有问神，这个叫做罪上加罪。
They did not inquire the Lord, which is sin upon sin.
因为他现在在痛苦当中，就是罪的结果。
Because they are in their suffering, so this is the result of their sin.
为了要解决这个威胁，他们不是归向神，再去找另外一个神所不喜悦的方式。 为了要解决前一个问题，
Now to solve this threatening that is caused by the sin, they go to seek another way, which is another sin from God.
那所以这个叫做罪上加罪，惹神发怒了。
And this is what it means that they may add sin to sin, and this caused God to be very upset.
哦，所以什么叫悖逆？
So what does it mean to be rebellious?
悖逆就是他不会去管神的方法，神对他们身上的旨意。
And to be rebellious is to not to realize that the plan God has for them.
因为他们现在要去结盟哦，这个去跟埃及结盟，这个基本上就好像是，就好像他们是啊倒酒立一个约哦，跟埃及王立约啊，这个意思。
And so this pact that they made with the Egyptian is like signing a deal with the Egyptians.
那这个结盟的意思啊，那个他们一起啊联合起来哈、啊，这个希伯来文的字眼哦、啊，跟百姓当初跟神立约是一样的字。
And so this alignment and this pact that they made is the same as if they were making a covenant with God in the Hebrew language.
就如果看出埃及记二十四章啊
，and if you look at Exodus chapter 24,
出埃及记的二十四章啊
，in Exodus chapter 24,
这一章是神召摩西上山去。
So here records the incidents when God tells Moses to go up the mountain.
把那律例典章诫命就交给摩西，将他带下来给百姓。
And God gave Moses the law, commandments, and statutes for them, for Moses to bring to the people.
好，那摩西下山之后呢，就把百姓召集在一起了哈，然后就把这个神的命令写上，然后跟他们宣告。
And so after Moses went down from the mountain, he gathered the people and told them what God had instructed him to.
好，所以第六节哈，你看这个时候他们宰了牛之后哈。就把那个血啊，一半盛在盆中，一半就洒在坛上。
And verse 6 Exodus 24, and Moses took half the blood and put it in the basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
第七节就把约书念给百姓听，他们就说啊，神所吩咐的我们都必遵行。
Verse 7, then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, All the Lord.I said we will do and be obedient.
那第八节，摩西就将血洒在百姓身上，说：“你看啊，这是立约的血，是主按这一切话与你们立约的证据。”
Verse 8, Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the covenant, blood of covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words."
啊，这里摩西把血洒在百姓的身上，这个就倒出来，所以这个跟这个同盟立约，这个是同一个字，同一个意思。
So this sprinkling of blood is a covenant, which is with the Lord, is the same covenant that the people made with the Egyptians.
所以当时候这个神的选民啊，他们想要去依靠埃及王来得帮助。
And so the people of God wanted to rely on Pharaoh of Egypt for help.
那我们知道，在今天我们来看这一段历史的时候，我们不是看到他是去埃及这个问题。
And so when we look from the history, the problem does not lie in the fact that they went down to Egypt.
从救恩的角度来看，百姓他们被神救赎离开埃及的意思就是他们离开了被奴隶的这个国度，进入了神应许的迦南美地，这个、叫救赎。
And so if we look from the Old Testament perspective, the salvation is the departing from the bondage of Egypt.
哦、所以神把他们从黑暗的国度被压制的这个很痛苦当中把他拯救出来了。
And so from this dark and the oppression, the Lord brought them out of this land.
就我们来说，就好像我们以前活在旧人的世界里，我们有一个旧的生活，现在主耶稣把我们救出来，进入一个新的生活里了。
It is like in that the Lord has changed our life from an old man to a new life.、
哦、另外一个角度就是我们本来在黑暗的国度，现在被转到光明的国度，成为光明的子女。
And then another way to look at it is that you were once in darkness, but now you are brought out to the kingdom of light.
所以回埃及这件事情一直都是神禁止的。
And so returning to Egypt is something that God always resisted.
哦，所以他们出埃及的时候
，And so once the Israelites departed from Egypt,
神就跟他们说：“你以后再不回去埃及了，不要再回去了。”
And the Lord instructed them to never return to the land.
哦，这是为什么在旷野的时候，你看他们去窥探。迦南地发现那里的人哇高大好像很难去克服迦南地的啊这个啊敌人的时候他们想要回埃及去。
That's why you see that when the Israelites, when they first entered into the land of Canaan and saw the giant people, they wanted to return to Egypt.
他们就说我们干脆另外立一个领导人带领我们回埃及去吧。
And the idea of bringing up another leader to lead them back into Egypt was an idea.
因为那时候神就发怒了。
And at this time, the Lord was furious.
所以百姓他们就 这样子啊，没有信心，就在旷野漂流了38年。
嗯，because of their faith, the Israelites spent another 40 years in the wilderness.
那所以我们就看到神他不要百姓再重新回到埃及这个罪恶的世界里。
So it is clear that God does not want His people to return back to Egypt and to sin.
那也是在《生命记》第十七章啊，当那个神特别说以后你们有王的时候要注意的事情。
And this is also mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy for a reminder that this should be the same when there are kings.
十七章，我们如果看第十七章
，in Deuteronomy chapter 17,
第十四节
，verse 14,
第十四节，到了主你们神所立赐给你们的地，得了那地居住的时候，若说我们要立王治理我们，像示威的国一样。
Verse 14, when you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it, and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations that are around me.
好，十五节又讲，这个能够做王的资格一定是他们自己的弟兄。
And verse 15 outlines that the king should be amongst themselves.
第十六节就告诉他们几件不可做的事。
And verse 16 outlines what they should not do.
王，第一个不可以为自己加添马匹。
And that the first, the king should not multiply his own horses.
接下来说，不可以使百姓再回埃及去。
And the second is to not lead the Israelites back to the land of Egypt.
为什么？为要加添他的马匹。
And the reason is because so they do not multiply the horses of Egypt.
那因为神曾吩咐你们说，你不可以再回那条路去了。
And so the Lord mentioned that they shall not go down that path again.
然后十七节说，不可以为自己多立妃嫔。
And 17, and he should not have multiple wives for himself.
因为恐怕他的心偏邪啊。
Because this will lead his heart away.
第四件事情说，不可以为自己多积金银。
And the fourth thing is he shall not multiply silver and gold for himself.
所以你看，这个立王之后，如果有王之后，他绝对不可以再把百姓重新带回埃及去。
And so here it mentions that if the Israelites ever have a king, the king should not lead them back into the land of Egypt.
不可以再想要从埃及得到帮助，然后让自己壮大，不怕敌人的侵扰。
And they should not seek help from Egypt and to gain strength from Egypt.
所以，如果从以选民的历史看来，每一次他们想要去回埃及去的时候，就是惹神发怒的时候。
And so from the history of the chosen people, whenever they wanted to return to the land of Egypt, that was then when the Lord became furious.
那我们知道那个。如果以耶路撒冷为中心，埃及是在他们的南边。
And so if you look from Jerusalem, we see that Egypt is in their south.
所以他们要靠埃及，就是他们往南走。
And so for them to rely on Egypt, they must go south.
你看我们今天，如果在讲说一个人他的这个信仰状态，或者是他现在经济情形，或者整个国力啊，一直往南边走，意思就是一直走下坡。
And so for a person, if we say that their life is going south, then we know that it is not going well, doing well. He's not doing well.
在英文的绘画里面，他如果说你 going south, 就是你一直往南边、往下边走的话，表示整个情形是一直趋向败坏，不好。公司也是这样子。
So this is a term in English when something or some company or a person is going south, it is not a good thing.
但是反过来，如果往北，表示现在业绩成长。
And if things are going looking up, then that means they're doing well.
那其实这个就是因为埃及在南边，它的所代表就是一个旧的生活，被罪恶辖制的那个奴隶的状态。
And so if you look at Egypt, it represents a life that is in the bondage of sin and darkness.
所以神哦，他不要百姓再重新过那个旧的生活。
And so the Lord does not want His people to live that life.
他们现在在迦南地遇到困难，不是去回埃及找帮助，而是要仰望神的。
So now in the land of Canaan, when they are facing troubles, they should not go back to rely on Egypt, but to rely on God.
那所以我们在看三十章的时候
，So now when we are reading Isaiah chapter 30,
你就当时候他们成为悖逆，是因为他们不愿意顺服神。
And they have become rebellious children is because they did not submit to God.
他不愿意顺服神是首先是。拒绝了神的话语，就是神的这个命令。
And the first way they're rebellious is that they rejected the God's plan for them.
最后就成为罪上加罪的人。
And they become people that have sin upon sin.
那如果他们当时候，你看当时候，其实这些王哦，这些当时候这些领导人哦，他们都偷偷摸摸的做，他们都不敢去求先知问神的意思了。
And so we see that the kings at this time, they did not even dare to ask the prophets or the men of God what they should do.
你看, 因为29章的15节就会讲这件事情。
Because if we look at Isaiah chapter 29, verse 15,
29章15节说, 祸哉, 那些向神伸长谋略的, 又在暗中行事的, 说, 谁看见我们呢? 谁知道我们呢?
Verse 15, woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us?
他们不想要, 那当时候这些领导人不要神介入他们做决定的这个过程了。
And so these leaders, they did not want the Lord to interfere with what they have planned.
但其实神都知道,
but the Lord actually knows.
所以神就叫先知出来宣告。
And so the Lord had the prophets to proclaim.
就跟他们说, 这些人就成为悖逆的儿女。
And to tell them that they have become rebellious children.
哦,所以, 悖逆表示他们事实上是想要从埃及,从这个世界得到帮助。
And so when they want to rely on, in Egypt, they want to rely on this world.
第三节说, 所以法老的力量必作你们的羞辱, 投在埃及的印下要成为你们的惭愧。
Isaiah 30, verse 3, therefore the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation.
所以他们事实上是期待那个 那个法老像一个很有力量的这个阴影，然后罩着他们，让他们免除这个日头的炎热。
And they see the Egypt as a shadow to protect them from the sun.
他不愿意依靠神，反过来要依靠这个世界，这个在神眼中叫做悖逆。
And so they did not want to rely on God, but to rely on the world, and this is considered rebellious before God.
所以我们今天说我们悖逆神。 不是说我们真的要去把所有的诫命都放光光才叫悖逆神呢。
And so when we are rebellious, it does not mean that we have broken all the commandments of God.
而是从我们内心，我们不会想要去依靠神，而是想要从这个世界得到帮助、得到解救的时候，其实我们的心已经在悖逆神了。
But it is when that we do not want to rely on God anymore, and we have our own ways in this world, that is when we become rebellious.
那这些他们当时候所讲、所寻求这个方法，最后会什么？不是真的帮助，是最后成为他们的羞辱跟惭愧。
And so if we go this way at the end, it will be the shame and humiliation.
哦，所以事实上，今天如果我们不是从内心里面真的是依靠神的时候，
So if we do not truly rely on God from our heart,
最后我们会发现，我们所依靠的都不管用，真的最后成为我们的羞愧。
And we will see that everything that we rely on other than God will fail, and it will be our humiliation.
所以为什么主耶稣他在劝勉门徒的时候，就特别强调说，要先求神的国跟神的义，我们所需用的一切，神要加添给我们。
And that's why Jesus said to the disciples that we must rely on God's
seek His kingdom.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything that will be added unto us.
我们懂得寻求神的帮助为第一优先。
And we should put seeking the help of God as our first priority.
遇到危险的时候，我们先求问神。
When we encounter difficulties, the first thing we turn to is God.
那所以，那个时候，你看神哦，他会成为我们真正的依靠。
And then we see that the Lord will be our true reliance.
但是反过来，如果去找这个世界。 是从这个世界得帮助呢?
But on the other hand, if we seek help and rely on this world,
最后是什么结果?
And what will be our result?
第4节、第5节,
In chapter 30, verse 4 and 5.
这里说, 诶, 他们的首领已经在所安, 他们的使臣到了哈内斯。
Verse 4, for his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Haines.
第5节, 他们必因那不利于他们的民蒙羞, 那民并非帮助,也非利益, 只做羞耻凌辱。
Verse 5, they were all ashamed of a people who could not benefit them.
这是说,
help or benefit.
犹大国已经派了他们的使者，派了这些大臣，已经到了埃及去，要去跟他们签订合约了，人都已经到了埃及去了。
So here it tells us that from the land of Judah, the kingdom of Judah, the men already went down to Egypt to sign a covenant.
是他们的首领，他们的使臣，他们这是大使，都派都已经下去了。And
it is their princes and ambassadors already have gone to Egypt.
但这些民最后不能够成为他们帮助，反而是他们的羞耻。And
but the people will not be of any benefit, but they will be ashamed.
哦，那表示说，诶，其实，当然，他用索安跟哈内斯，就是 代表埃及北部跟南部的这个城市了哈。
And so the Zoan and Hins is represents the north and south of Egypt.
那第六节他讲到这个论南方牲畜的末世哈。
And verse 6 brings up the burden against the beasts.
那是这里是说，哎，他们把这个财物夺在这个驴驹的背脊上啊，脊背上，然后把宝物放在骆驼的肉鞍上面。
And then they said that they put their treasures on the humps of camels.
然后他们就是把这些财物呢，都放在这个洞，这些骆驼对驴驹的对上，然后经过艰难困苦之地啊，终于到了埃及去了。
So then it mentions that they will carry the riches on the backs of young donkeys and the treasures on the humps of camel until they reach the land of Egypt.
那这个他们路上经过了很多危险哦，这个路上是有公狮母狮，有蛇，有火焰的飞龙之地，是不小心就没命的这个旅程哦。
And on this way to the land of Egypt, we see that they will encounter serpents and lioness and lions, and it will cost them their lives.
就是说，其实当时候犹大国他们为了要巩固跟埃及的这个关系啊，这个立约啊，他们要付出代价，他们送了好多礼物，派了很尊贵的使臣，经过很危险的地方，终于到了，然后跟他们立约了。
And so this outlines the consequences of them wanting to sign a covenant with Egypt.
啊，最后呢，第七节，埃及的帮助是突然无益的。
And we see that the help from the Egyptians will be in vain.
所以我称他为坐而不动的拉哈伯。
And therefore I have called her Rahab Hamshabeth.
就是没有用，他不会动的。
And meaning I'm sitting idle.
这也就是说，这个当时是在提出给百姓他们去想想看。
So this is something that it is for the people to ponder upon.
为什么这个叫做罪上加罪？
Why is this considered sin upon sin?
他们要从埃及的帮助不是免费的啦。
It is not of any consequence if they rely on.
真的是长途跋涉，经过艰辛万苦啊。
But they must go through burden and consequences if they want to rely on Egypt.
又花很多金钱财物。
And they must spend a great amount of.
最后没有用。
And at the end there will be no purpose.
所以这真的是浪费精神呢。
And this is a waste of energy.
这个就是当时候百姓他们愚昧的地方。
And so this is the part when the Israelites were considered foolish.
他们把最好的这个神最爱他们的神的这个帮助放在旁边不用。
And they have put the most precious guidance and help of God aside.
拼命的去找这个人间的方法。
And they want to search help from their own ways.
啊，最后发现根本没有用，徒劳无益。
And we see at the end, this is all futile.
所以我们今天如果从这段圣经得到教训的，
And so if we learn from this Bible passage,
我们就会发现，其实我们许多人自己的想法，我们一些好像自以为聪明所计划的啊，所执行的最后是空的。
And we realize that many times our plans from our own ways, we realize that they do not come.
你看今天社会上也是这样子，我如果要跟人家结盟一定要送礼物。
And so we see that if you want today if you want to make a connection with someone you must give them
要付代价。
And this is the price that you must pay.
我们如果要跟这个世界做朋友，
And if we want to befriend this world,
你就要适应他的方法，你就要人整个进去过他的生活方法。
We must immerse ourselves in the way of the world.
有时候我们为了要跟朋友在一起，我们朋友做什么我们就要跟着做什么。
Sometimes if we want to make a befriend certain people, we must do what they do.
这些都是我们的生命，我们的精神。
And this is all our energy.
事实上要做朋友就是要花时间。
And so in this world, if we want to make friends, then we must spend time.
但最后发现这些朋友没有用。
But at the end, we realize that these friends are not always beneficial.
但是如果反过来，我们来投靠神呢？
But on the other hand, if we rely on God,
其实神成为我们最好的帮助。
Then God will become our
最简单的方法
helper, and it is the simplest way.
所以我们今天来依靠神的人哦，就会发现说，哎，拜神哦，很轻松呢。
So realize that those who come to worship God, we realize that it is very simple.
今天神不要我们花钱。他要我们一颗心来祷告他。
So So today the Lord does not need our money, but he needs our heart to worship him.
他就把恩典倒给我们。
And he will pour down his blessing upon us.
他就帮助我们解决我们的困难。
And he will solve our problems.
让我们可以去认识说这位神是掌管万有的神。
And he will allow us to understand that he is in control of everything.
所以我们有一些弟兄姐妹从以前拜不同的神，今天来拜这个独一真神，都会很深的体验。
So you see that many brothers and sisters that have come from a different denomination, they will have a deep impression of our church.
有时候是不同的信仰，不同的 faith.
A different faith.
拜不同的神啊。
And they worship different gods.
那等到我们拜到这位真神，我们才知道说，哦，原来神是这么有恩典，是这么拜神是这么好。
And they will come to realize that worshiping the one true God is indeed great.
哦，所以哦，今天其实我们如果来投靠这位神呢，才能够得到真正的帮助。
So today, if we only when we rely on God, can we receive true help?
诗篇三十四篇的第八节哈。
And in Psalm 34, verse 8.
诗篇三十四篇的第八节。
In Psalm 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他人有福了。
Psalm 34, verse 8. O taste and see.That the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him.
第九节说，主的圣名啊，你们应当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
And verse 9, O fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him.
第十节，少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
Verse 10, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
好，第十一节，众弟子啊，你们要来听我的话，我要将敬畏神的道教训你们。
Verse 11, Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
这里你看他提出说要尝尝主恩的滋味。
So here is to, it tells us to taste and see.
就知道神是很美善的。
And then we will see that the Lord is good.
那接下来他说，来，我把神的道理告诉你们。
And here he wants to give us his truth.
所以这里就把神的恩典、美善的滋味跟神的道理、神的话语联系在一起了。
And so here, what is good and the word of God is connected together.
所以今天如果我们再看回以赛亚书三十章
，and if we turn back to Isaiah chapter 30,
我们来看，哎，这个百姓当时候怎么会这么迷糊？他们为什么会这么傻，还要花这么多财物去找那个不能帮助的埃及呢
？And so we see, if we look back, we see how foolish the children of Israel were to spend so much energy and their prophets to seek something that is futile.
其实上是有原因的。
And there is reason.
为什么他们当时不愿意顺服神
？What was the reason why they were not willing to submit to God？
第三十章的第八节开始。
And we look at chapter 30, verse 8.
他说：“现今你去，在他们面前把这个话刻在板上，写在书上，
verse 8,
以便流传给后世，直到永永远远。”
Verse 8. Now go, write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll that it may be.Time to come forever and ever.
意思就是说，要先知把话写下来，不要只是讲而已，讲了会忘记。
So he wants the prophets to put them to write it.
你把它写下来，以后的后代可以看。
Because once you write it, then the future generations can see.
第九节为什么要这样做
？And why in verse 9?
因为他们是悖逆的百姓，说谎的儿女，不肯听从神训诲的儿女。
Verse 9, that is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord.
这里特别提到说他们不愿意听神的话语。
So here it mentions that the children will not hear the law of the Lord.
他所以先知讲他们不听好说写下来把它刻下来。
And so they do not listen, so the prophets write this down.
那为什么需要这样动作是第十节。他们对先见说：“你不要望见不吉利的事情。”对先知说：“不要向我们讲正直的话，要向我们说柔和的话，言虚妄的事。”
Verse 10, the people who said to the seers, "Do not see," and to the prophets, "Do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things. Prophecy deceits."
第十一节说：“你们要离弃正道，偏离直路，不要在我们面前再提说以色列的圣者了。”
Verse 11, "Get out of the way, turn aside from the path."Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us.
所以第十节跟第十一节，这是当时候百姓对先知所讲的话。
And so verse 10 and 11 outlines what the people of Israel said to the prophets of God.
那他们意思就是说，先知你不要再讲什么话，神的什么道理了。
So the people did not want to hear the message of the Lord from the prophets.
讲一些好听的话给我们，让我们心里舒服一点吧。
They want to hear the smooth things that please them.
你不要再 不要再一直教导神的路是什么。
And please do not direct us on the right path of God.
跟我们一起走这条路吧。
And turn aside and walk on this path, alternative path with us.
他说不要再提这个以色列的圣者了。
And don't mention about the Holy One of Israel.
他说偏离直路，你们我们现在一起来走这条偏路了。
And they wanted the prophets to go astray on this path with them.
所以从这些这一段落里面，我们看到一个现象。
And so from this passage, we see a phenomenon.
当时候其实。他们会成为悖逆的儿女，是因为他们首先拒绝了先知的信息。
And so first they became rebellious children because they did not heed the words of the prophet.
他们不愿意啊听到神正直的话。
And they do not want to hear the righteous words of God.
啊，所以当时候我们就看到人的耳朵发沉。
And we see that they have lost their hearing.
他们喜欢听的是好听的啊，这个柔和的话语啊，赞美的话就好。
They only want to hear words of praise and words that soothe their heart.
所以有时候你看人为什么不愿意顺服神
？And so we see why do people not always submit to God?
事实上是因为人他听不到神真正的话语。
Because they are unable to hear what the truth behind God's words.
那是因为他们不喜欢听，所以呢，他们要求这个传讲信息人讲一些好听的就好了。这样就够了。
And they are unwilling to hear, so they only tell the speakers to speak what feels good.
这不就是今天这个社会的现象吗
？And isn't this what is happening in today's society?
今天我们在聚会的时候，其实很多情况，我们可能期待听到是好听的话语。
And so many people, when we come to church to worship today, we want to hear what is smooth.
所以有的初信的信徒，他们来到教会的时候会有感受。
And so many people that are true new believers, they have this experience.
我说只是在慕道的期间呢，会听到会有这个讲法了哈。
And some true seekers they will say this.
那怎么讲道人都在讲他的问题
？Why does the speaker always speak of their personal problems?
好像有教会里面有什么人去偷偷把他家里的这些事情哦告诉了讲道的人
？And it seems like someone had told the speaker their personal problems.
所以听到了这些的时候，好像都针对他来讲。
So it seems that whatever the speaker is saying is directly geared towards them.
听了觉得好像很扎心这样子。
And it seems like it is speaking directly to their heart.
就聚会的时候，好像都在被骂一样。
And it seems like they are being rebuked in service.
其实这不是有人在告诉我们什么话。
But indeed, this is not someone telling us your shortcomings.
而是其实是真理本身就是要。如果是真理，就会扎我们的心。
But it is that if it is the truth, it will speak to our heart.
就是神要我们改变的信息。
And this is the message in which God wants us to change.
所以通常听道理的时候，我们会想到自己的缺点，我们会要接下去要立志做改变。
And so when we are in service, we often hear our weaknesses and shortcomings, and we make a determination to change.
那如果会听的人，他就会改变，他就会进步了。
And whoever is willing to hear, then they will have change.
因为听了之后，他会去做。
Because once they hear, they will make a change in their lives.
但是如果他不喜欢听这些话语
，But if they are not willing to listen,
他是喜欢听赞美的话
，They only want to hear words of praise.
哦，所以这个时候，你看我们人的心哦，其实就会离开真理了。
And we can see that our hearts will slowly depart from the truth.
看不到圣经里面所讲的这个啊，基督耶稣啊，他存在的意义了。
Then we do not see the reason of existence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第五章哦。
And so, our Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John.
五章的第四十四节。
Gospel of John chapter 5 verse 44.
约翰福音五章第四十四节。
Gospel of John chapter 5 verse 44.
但你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎么能信我呢
？44. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from your only God?
今天如果我们所求的是从人来的荣耀，就是我们希望得到的是人的赞美。
If we only seek for the praise of men,
那这个时候其实很难看到真理的价值。
Then it is really hard to see the value of truth.
所以我们今天在读圣经，我们在听道理。
So today when we are reading the Bible and listening to in service,
就是神他透过这个圣经里面的信息来提醒我们。
And it is God through the message in the Bible reminding us.
他要我们改变。
He wants us to change.
他要我们真的能够在凡事上尊重神，然后寻求神的旨意。
He wants us to be able to submit to him and seek the inquire the Lord in all the things we do.
那我们才是真的蒙神怜爱的儿女呢。
And then we can become the beloved children of God.
那所以我们愿意顺服的人，我们就会看到圣经对我们的提醒，我们愿意这样改变。
And so if we are able to do so, then we can see that the Bible, what the Bible wants us to change.
如果我们看回以赛亚书三十章。
If we turn back to the book of Isaiah chapter 30.
当时候神已经预告这个外邦的势力要击打他们。
It was already prophesied that the foreign nations will attack them.
他们要被打碎。
And they will be broken into pieces.
就好像那个瓦器被打碎，碎的都很细小，没有办法找到一片完整的那个碎片一样。
There will be like a vessel broken up to pieces, many pieces.
都没有办法用了啦。
And there will be that it will be no longer useful anymore.
第十五节。
In verse 15.
主神以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟是不肯。
Verse 15, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
这就是 not. 你看，这就是神他的信息里面，他首先责备，他接下来宣告审判，接下去一定提供一个神慈爱的信息，要让他们回转。
So after the rebuke, and the Lord will always provide a way for them to return.
神跟他们说，他们得救在乎归回安息。
And returning and rest, you shall be saved.
也就是说，他们一定要回转归向神。
Meaning that they have to once again return to God.
因为要从他们偏离的路里面转回来。
And to turn away from the path that they are walking on.
真正的得救是得到安息，就是他们的内心可以平静。
And to receive to be saved is to be quiet and to in.
他们可以内心的真正的悔改，说我应该要重新调整。
And to be able to truly repent from their heart.
那他得力在乎平静安稳，他们就要想想，这个神要求是什么。
And quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
那他们如果真的能够相信神，依靠神，就是他们力量的源头。
And if they can truly rely on God, then God will be the source of their strength.
神这样一个充满慈爱话语的这个呼吁他们说我们不要听。
But they were unwilling to listen to what the Lord had to say to them.
第十六节，你们却说，不然我们要骑马奔走，所以你们就必然奔走。
And verse 16, and you said, no, for we will flee on horses, therefore you shall flee.
也就是说，他们要用他们自己的方式，自己去找帮助，去奔波劳累。
Meaning that they want to seek their help from their own way.
最后呢，第十七节。
And the conclusion in verse 17.
一人斥喝就令千人逃跑，五人斥喝，你们就都必逃跑了。
1,000 shall flee at the threat of one, and at the threat of five you shall flee.
然后最后剩下的就是像一个旗杆立在那个山岗上。
Until you are left as a pole on top of a mountain.
也就真的几乎全军覆没了。
It means that their entire people will be wiped out.
这就是他们不愿意顺服神的结果。
And this is the result of them not willing to submit to God.
所以今天我们在看这段先知的这个信息，祸灾悖逆的儿女。
And so if we look at this message for the rebellious people of God,
我们要自我反省。
We must reflect upon ourselves.
我是不是愿意来顺服神
？Are we willing to submit to God?
我对神的这些真理我是会接受顺服，然后去做呢？还是我觉得你不要跟我讲这么多。
Are we willing to listen to accept and carry out the word of God?
在这个末世的时代，人的耳朵发沉，一定会越来越趋向这个样一个结，这个趋势。
In the end time, the people will be hard of hearing.
所以人厌烦纯正的道理。
And they will go against what is correct.
会喜欢听好听的话语。
They want to hear what is only soothing.
所以提摩太前书
So in the book of First
Timothy, 提摩太后书，对不起，提摩太后书。
In Second Timothy,
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4,
第三节。
Verse 3,
提摩太后书四章三节。
Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 3,
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears.
第四节。并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
And they will turn their eyes away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
这是我们要自我反省的。
And this is something that we must think of, reflect upon.
我们今天对神的这个真理，我们是会藐视，会觉得厌烦吗？
And do we feel that it is inconvenient to go with the sound doctrine?
我们会愿意啊来顺服神的提醒吗？
Are we willing to heed the warning of God?
如果我们有一个顺服的心，
And if we have the heart of submission,
我们其实灵性一定会一直成长。
Then our faith and spirituality will continue to grow.
那我们也会发现，依靠神才是真正的帮助。
We will also understand that reliance, the true reliance on God.
我们的帮助从哪里来啊
？Where is our help coming from?
我们的帮助不是从埃及来的，不是从这个世界来的。
Our help does not come from this world or Egypt.
因为这个世界的帮助最后是虚空的。
Because this relying on this world is in vain.
所以以赛亚书三十一章。第一节，大家重复一次。
So in Isaiah chapter 31 verse 1, it mentions again.
祸哉，那些下埃及求帮助的，是因为障碍马匹，倚靠甚多的车辆，并倚靠强壮的马兵，却不仰赖以色列的圣者，也不求问神。
Verse 1, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but those who do not look to the Holy One of Israel nor seek the Lord.
第三节。埃及人不过是人，不是神、啊、他们的马不过是血肉，不是灵、啊、神一伸手，那帮助人的就必半跌，那受帮助的也必跌倒，一同灭亡。
Verse 3, now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hands, both he who helps will fall, and he who has helped will fall down. They will all perish together.
所以你看，今天我们信仰我们要常常反省，就是说，今天如果我们有碰到困难，我们是不是会先去找神，还是想办法先去找人，从这个世界得帮助呢
？So we reflect upon our faith when we encounter troubles today. When we encounter difficulties, do we first seek the world or do we seek the Lord?
我们如果顺服神，我们会在意神所讲的话语。
And if we are submissive to God, then we will heed the word of God.
我们接下去遇到困难的时候，一定会先从神得帮助。
And when we encounter troubles, we will first seek help from God.
因为这些从埃及来的帮助是突然的，他们没有办法真的持续的。
Because the help from Egypt is only temporary.
因为他说埃及不过是人呢、啊，不是神呢、啊。
Because the Egyptians are men.
他们的马再怎么样强壮，再怎么样厉害，也是血肉而已啊。
And the horses are just flesh.
就一口气。这个气没有就归尘土了。
And once they're out of breath, they will return to dust.
所以我们的信仰要怎么样自我检讨
？And so how do we reflect upon our faith and spirituality?
我们从哪里得帮助呢
？Where do we seek help?
我的帮助从何而来呢
？And where does our help come from?
我们看诗篇121篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇121篇。
Psalm 121.
121篇第一节，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
Psalm 121 verse 1 I will lift my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help
第二节我的帮助从造天地的神而来
My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth
第三节他必不叫你的脚摇动保护你的必不打盹保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉
He will not allow your foot to be moved He who keeps you will not slumber
所以我们问自己当我们有困难有需要的时候我的帮助从何而来
So we ask ourselves when we are encountering difficulty, where does our help come from?
如果我们会懂得先来寻求这造天地的神
，If we can seek the creator of heavens and the earth,
他是灵，他是全能全知的。
He is of spirit and he is all powerful.
我们投靠他的有福的。
And those who rely on him will be blessed.
那这样子，我们在今天这个信仰旅程里面，我们一定会走在神的路上，不会偏离的。
And then, if we can do so on this journey of faith, we will not be walking astray.
因为有时候我们的困难，我们眼前好像很多障碍，其实这是神要训练我们的一个方法。
And because in front of us there may be difficulties, and this is often ways that God is training us.
所以最后来看以赛亚书三十章。
So last, let us turn back to the book of Isaiah chapter 30.
看第二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教师。
Verse 20, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, Yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers.
21节，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
让我们都能够愿意来顺服神，来依靠神。
And hope we can all rely and submit to God.
能够看到神训练我们的用心。
And we can see the effort in which God is training us.
他一直都跟我们同行。
And he is always walking with us.
他在后边在轻声的提醒我们，这是正路，要行在其间。
And when we turn aside, he will remind us that this is the right path in which we shall walk on.
那这样子，我们的信仰就不断的成长。
And in this way, our faith will continue to
grow. 我们不是一直往南边走，而是向北边一直朝着天上一直往着标杆直跑了。
We will not, our faith will not be going south, but we will be looking up.
我们不是走向埃及，我们是一直的跟随着主耶稣基督。
And we will not be turning towards Egypt, but we will be walking with the Lord.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
And may the Lord guide us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing.